This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Eve.
Hey everyone, I'm Courtney Revolution.
I'm Savannah Palacio, and welcome to
The Homecoming Queens! Every Wednesday on The Homecoming Queens, we will have one of our pals from the reality verse to tell you what it's like for all of you guys to know your name fresh off of a reality TV show.
The full episode of Homecoming Queens is available on our Eve YouTube channel, or you can listen to us on your favorite podcast app. Rate, review, and subscribe. You know what to do.
Today's guest is Ayana Amor from Love is Blind Season 2, and the show actually worked for her because she married her husband, Jarrett. So we can't wait to catch up to see how their lives have changed from then to now. But first, you already know that me and Seth got to get into some things.
We always do.
Hey girl, so can I just tell you something?
Yes.
I feel like a very expensive and luxurious woman. Can I tell you why?
Ooh, yes, I would love to know why.
I just rode on my first yacht recently. And I said, wow, if I were wearing neutrals, I could be Savannah Palacio.
You said, yeah. My gosh, how exciting. Wait, where did it take off from?
The Marina? Question mark.
Marina Del Rey?
Marina Del Rey.
Yes. The Marina.
I'm like, the Marina? I don't know.
It's like the ocean, Savannah. Duh.
I just got, literally, I was like, I don't know where the places this shit is supposed to go.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it was a yacht party for an app.
Oh, what app?
The paparazzi app.
Ooh.
It's like the anti-Instagram. So instead of you uploading pictures, it's like your friends snapping photos of you, and then it goes onto your profile.
Should I get on this?
Girl, I think so.
Okay. I think
it has potential, honestly.
I'm afraid. I mean, I already have to keep up with my wiki feed. Now I'm going to have to keep up with this paparazzi thing. Like, I don't know if I have this much time, Courtney.
Well, it's a cute app. A cute app, a cute concept. And the yacht was gorgeous. And they brought around little mini pizzas the whole time.
Well, you know what? They are already winning to me because they had their party on a yacht. And I think that's a sign of great success.
I agree. You've been on yachts before, right?
I have, yes.
What's your best yacht experience?
My best yacht experience.
So unrelatable.
So I know. This is a very humble answer. Yeah, I've been on so many yachts.
So I've been on so many yachts.
Well, I've been on many yachts. None of them are owned by me. So none of the experiences were perfect because my perfect yacht experience would be with my own yacht.
Oh.
But there was a time I remember being on a yacht in Ibiza. This is going to sound so pretentious.
In Ibiza?
It sounds so unpretentious.
Oh, come on, Ibiza.
I was in Ibiza.
I didn't know that was a thing until I did the circle and my chaperone kept saying Ibiza. And
it's Ibiza.
I was like, did I not notice he has a speech impediment? And then I realized other people were also calling it Ibiza.
You know, because that's the way the Spanish is out there. They have in there. It's a different... The way, yeah.
I don't know shit, y'all, but pop culture and Britney Spears. So.
Right. Yeah, like Spanish is different in Latin countries, uh-huh. Like the same way that, like, you know, we speak English differently here. Mm-hmm. People have different accents. It's kind of like the same thing.
Oh.
But yeah, so in Ibiza, that's the way they pronounce it. I was on a yacht. I didn't pay for it. Some guy paid for it. I actually used to work for him, but we're not going to talk about him because he's not a good person.
Oop, canceled.
But him and his friends, they got a yacht and then they had like a bunch of like girls and friends there. And so it was a great yacht experience because one, I didn't pay for it. And two, I was in an amazing part of the world. Part of the world that I love so much.
I've never been.
It's amazing.
To
it's amazing. Okay, I'm kind of afraid to let everybody know how amazing Amitha is because I don't want people to go there and trash it. So if you go, clean up after yourselves, treat people with kindness.
Is it like a beach? Is it what the hell is Ibiza?
Ibiza is an island. Oh. It's an island near Barcelona. So you fly into Barcelona.
Cheetah girls too, girl. Migos Cheetah's girlfriends for life. Don't get me started, girl.
Yeah, and then you like I flew into Barcelona. I stayed in Barcelona for a couple days, and you take a smaller plane to Ibiza. Whatever.
And then you drink your ass off and come back.
There is no place I think like it in the world because
I've heard that.
Courtney, you would not be able to handle it. You would literally have so much fun. You would never come back.
I literally heard that.
So, no, because it's true.
Well, it's weird that you're like saying it exactly how, like, okay. My chaperone was like,
because I know you.
If you ever go to Ibiza, you're not going to want to come home.
I didn't want to go. I didn't want to come home. No.
So, well, I got to go to Ibiza.
Yeah, we should go.
It's time for me to move.
Wait, we should really go. Should plan a trip. That would be so much fun.
Yeah. Girl, I'll go to Ibiza.
So if you, I went to Ibiza. It's so great. Mm-hmm. I think it's an amazing place. I think it's probably one of the best places to party and vacation because you are on the beach during the day, drinking, you're having great food. Mm-hmm. And then they have these like huge parties at night. There's a couple hotels out there that I can remember going to, but there's this one in particular called Ushuaia. And they have a huge, like, rave. Like, big speakers, big, like, laser lights and brum, 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 brum. You know, it's just like, it's a scene. And all the drinks. And like,
I'm oversensitized immediately. I'm like.
It's amazing. And then they have all these clubs that are open until, like, 8 a.m. I was at a club. I walked out of a club at, like, 7 a.m. I was like, oh, my God, I need to go home.
Jesus.
It is a party. But it's a party with literally people from all around the world. Everyone has an accent. Everyone is nice. Everyone is just there to vacation and have a good time. It is probably one of my favorite trips ever.
Really?
In my life, yes.
Better than Hawaii, which I've never been to either.
Fuck Hawaii. I love Hawaii. Love Hawaii. But
she had to clean it up real quick.
I love Hawaii, but for the amount of money for a flight that you pay and for the amount of tourists that are in Hawaii, if you stay at the mainland, the main island, I personally don't think it's worth it. I think if you're going to go to Hawaii, you should go to Maui or one of the other islands, not Oahu. It's just very commercialized. And if you like that for your vacations, then absolutely. Personally, for me, I don't really love spending my money on vacations like that. That's why I say fuck Hawaii. But also respect Hawaii and love Hawaiians and Hawaiian culture.
Period.
Because we forget about it, but we're not going to get into that. Oop. I want to talk to you actually about a couple shows that I recently caught up with, finished.
Okay.
As you know, I was waiting to watch The Circle because I don't like to wait to watch until the finale. Like, I like to binge.
Oh, okay.
I don't have patience.
You don't like the waiting in between?
No, that's like so much anticipation. I hated that for my season. I hated it for the season after. I just don't. Yeah. I get it. I just don't like it. So
it's
I waited.
It's easy to just watch them straight on through.
Right.
Michelle, lead us in this episode and lead us back into the next one.
Yes, Michelle Buteau. Come on, let's go. Yeah, I love her. So I finally watched The Circle.
How do you feel?
I really liked it, actually. Okay, how do I feel? I feel so, like, first of all, I cannot be mad at who won. Like,
absolutely
I love who
not.
Won.
Same.
I love it. I don't, spoiler alert for anybody that's listening to the podcast, turn it down right now.
It's
I'm
like
gonna
spoil 2 weeks
it for you.
After. If y'all haven't, by this time, if y'all ain't seen the finale of Circle Season 4, we need to fire up the big red end to them.
Right. So obviously so happy with the results. I love that Frank won. Mm-hmm. He is amazing.
Yes.
There were a couple things watching the show, though, that I was like, was that really how it happened? Because towards the end, you see Brew kind of getting stronger and stronger, because even though he's losing alliances, he's picking them up pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
He's a very likable person.
Absolutely.
And so the way he went out was, It triggered something in my head, because it didn't, the way he went out was, it was obvious to me at least that it was very producer driven. They didn't want him at the end.
But
it seemed.
My question is this: if not Brew in the final, who comes out?
What do you mean?
Like, there were five people in the final. If Brew were in the final, who don't make it?
Well, I don't know.
Because now that I see the finalists, mm-hmm. I'm like, the only person that I'm like, y'all could have just made room for him to sit on the couch was Alex.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
love
him too.
Love me some brew. Oh, love me some brew. But for me personally, as a game player and a viewer, Alex went in there like, bitch, I done seen it all. I done watched the podcast. I bet you Alex done seen Rob has a podcast, bitch. I bet you he has. Because it just very came off to me like he studied this.
Oh, absolutely.
And I feel like with $150,000, you're either someone like Frank, because I listened to a podcast where he said, baby, I just knew. When I got there, I knew I was going to win it. And so there really wasn't no strategy. I was just going to be myself. Mm-hmm. You're one of two people, or you're a Courtney or an Alex. You study, you see all the shows, you watch all the interviews, and you go in with a plan and you don't give a fuck what it looked like.
I loved Alex / Nathan.
Same.
I loved him. From the moment he came in, you could just tell he was smart. He knew the game. If Alex was in our season, it would have went so differently.
Alex would have turned that shit to the left. My ass would have been out first.
For sure.
Brian probably would have been a finalist.
For sure. For sure.
We would have been gone.
So I also, now that I caught up on The Circle, love them. Can't wait to meet the cast at the wrap party, which is this weekend for us. By the time people listen, we will already have been there, done that. But yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I love all of them.
I'm excited. I want to meet Yu Ling.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Same.
I think.
I feel like I already know Yu Ling, to be honest with you. Like, I feel like all of us have a little bit of Yu Ling within us. I truly, like, when I was listening to her, I was like, yeah, that's, she's like me and Courtney,
I feel like in every cast, there's always, in reality in general, there's always, like, that one or two that just has, like, superstar quality, and I feel like with this cast, Yu Ling, to me, was, like, a breakout star. Like, put her in something else, give her a fashion segment on Snapchat, give her something. I want to see her hosting a haircutting competition, something. I thought that even though she did not win, she was, I feel like a teacher. She was a delight to watch. I feel like a principal, like just a delight in my class. I thought she was great.
You know, I don't think this is the last time we're going to see Yu Ling. I don't think this is the last time we're going to see a lot of them.
I agree. I think it's very important. I'm so immature. It's very important for me to say that this is a Parker Stan account. And I know everyone is sick of me saying it, but I met her recently. And I want Parker to be on at least 3 dating shows. And I want her to have a very... I'm not kidding. I swear to God.
For those of you who don't know who Parker is, Parker's Paul.
She is hashtag what is memoirs. She didn't know what a memoir is, but damn it, she knows how to work TV. We did not get... I swear to God, y'all, listen to me. We did not get enough of Parker on TV. This girl is the one that is going to keep you entertained for 45 minutes straight. Swear to God... Y'all know how I feel when I'm like, when I believe in someone, Parker's a mess and she's also the one, period.
All right. You know what? You have not deterred me ever in our 2 years of knowing each other almost. I'm going to trust you. I have not met Parker / Paul, but I already love her.
She's the life of the party.
He's told me a little bit about you guys getting together. And girl, I cannot wait. I can't wait to meet Parker / Paul.
I respect it.
And hashtag memoirs.
Hashtag memoirs. Because what the hell is a memoir?
What the hell is a memoir?
She don't know. And I might not know now either.
No,
period.
Honestly, when I was watching the show, I was like, what is a memoir?
Y'all. Please.
I was like, hold on. Wait, I have to think about this. aside from watching The Circle and catching up with all of that, I just watched the premiere of The Real Housewives of Dubai.
I missed it.
No!
I haven't seen it.
No!
Is it good? Wait. Just tell me if it's good. Is it good?
So.
Luxurious?
Good.
Opulent?
So luxurious.
Accents?
Many.
Gowns?
Too many.
Yes!
I love it.
I need it.
It's like, it's like as if you, okay, you know how like, okay, I have a really strong personality, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's like if you multiplied me by like 600. The personality, and then you had like five of us or six of us.
I gotta pray on that one.
And we were all like smarter, more successful, richer, had kids, had a husband, and lived in Dubai.
And Andy Cohen is now your boss.
And it's on Bravo. But it's basically like having a bunch of me's.
Jesus.
But crazier. It is ridiculous.
Really?
I love it. And it was only the first season and there's already drama. And I am like,
I'm gonna literally go home and watch it today because
you have to watch it. I'm so mad you did it.
I meant to do it last night, and then before I knew it, it was like 11, and I was like, "Well, let me try to get up on time for our guest."
Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We should bring her out.
What? Bring her out? We should click her in.
Click her in. Sorry.
Zap her on in.
Bring her out. Bring her out. Bring her out.
Zap her on a Zoom. Zap. Zap her on a Zoom.
Zap her on a Zoom. Zap her. Zap her on a Zoom. Zap her on a Zoom. Zap her on a Zoom.
Hi, Ayana.
Hi, Ayana. We are so excited to have you on our podcast.
I'm so excited to be here. Such a pleasure.
I feel like since it's fresh in my mind, I just want to get it off my chest now. I feel like out of everyone on the cast, you were the most transparent. I felt like you were very much there for a lot of the right reasons.
Yeah.
And you were so honest with yourself and honest with the process. And I wasn't a very big believer in like Love is Blind. I still kind of am not, but I believed you and I believe your relationship. And we're just so excited to have you in the studio to get into all the nitty gritty.
Yeah. You know,
well, thank you.
Yeah. I think that when you do a show, there are always people that as the viewer, we can see are being their authentic, true self. Not to give you the full Netflix spiel, but I really felt like Savannah said, you were open to the process. You were your true, authentic self, and that's what made part of the show. It was enjoyable to watch you, so thank you for doing your thing on TV, and thank you for being on the podcast. And now we're gonna get into some things.
So why did you do Love is Blind? Like, did you see the first season and you know you thought it'd be a good idea, or were you just like, let me just go on the show?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always held such a high esteem to marriage. Before Love is Blind, you know, there was Married at First Sight, and I had considered doing Married at First Sight. Now that I've done Love is Blind, I know I would never survive Married at First Sight. But I've always wanted to be married. I've always, because I've always had such instability in my life. And I was like, that's the ultimate relationship. Like, that is ultimate stability. Well, really, when they started the application, it was right when quarantine happened, and you know, everyone's basically drinking and at home. So, if I'm honest, I was drunk and I saw the application. I was like, you know what, why not? And I put it in, and they called me back, and I was like, oh, I didn't know y'all was serious. But at that point, I decided, you know, I think this is something I want to do. So, I started prepping for marriage, and voila. I found somebody.
I know. Wow. And how it's so amazing that you did. You guys almost clicked like immediately. When I passed that first episode and you were talking about you went through a lot when you were a kid, right? And not like, I don't want to touch too much into it, but yeah, she had more like of a rougher childhood and she opened up about that and he was so receptive. It was like so healthy, honestly. I feel like so much in reality TV, we see so many toxic relationships.
I agree.
Watching the relationship was like, wow, this is like adulting. You know, this is what an adult relationship looks like.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to...
Yeah, I will say... No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say it was actually that conversation that made me choose Jared, because I also had a second choice and I didn't know exactly like who to choose, but it was the conversation that I had with Jared and him being so receptive that I was like, okay, I think he's it.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, so what is that process like? You're like speed dating with a bunch of people and it's like you narrow down the pickings, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you start off with like 15 people and you're like doing really quick speed dates that first day, and then you start to narrow down more and more each day, and the dates get longer and longer and longer. So by the time Jared and I had that conversation, I think it was like day 6, and our dates were probably at least like an hour long. So it was just a lot going on, yeah. But I'm glad we had that conversation because it definitely, it took our relationship to the next level.
Wow, there's probably a lot we didn't see.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people there, and you know that, you know, that first episode, you kind of see like all these faces, and then as the episodes go on, you're like, well, what happened to Miss Charlie from episode 1? What happened to her name that was over there? I want to ask you, Ayana, what about Love is Blind made you feel like opening up your story to the whole world like that? Because you're opening yourself up for love, of course, for marriage, which you hold to such a high standard. But what was it about not seeing the other person initially that made you feel like, you know what, I can be open, because everyone is seeing this, you know?
I tried my hardest not to focus on that part of it being like the TV aspect of it and everyone like eventually seeing this, because I wanted to make sure like I was focused and that I got out of the relationship what I needed to get out of, and I was open enough to allow this person to decide if I was the right person for them. So I tried so hard not to think about the TV aspect, which is why I think it helped with me being so open. I try in my normal, natural life to be that open with the people that I really care about anyways. Now, the TV aspect didn't start kicking in until, like, I actually had to really see the cameras. And I was like, oh, God, it's too much for me.
Suddenly, when they're, like, this close to your face, it's hard to ignore them, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. I remember even the moment when I came out of the pod and I, like, broke down and cried, I forgot for a second that cameras were there because I was so in the moment. And it wasn't until I got up, stood up, and I kept walking, and I see the cameraman in my face. I said, I can't even really be in the moment.
Your moment
has just become our moment. And I think that that's something that if you're not in a reality situation, you can forget when you get caught up, you know? Interesting.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's so true. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You're like,
And then you look up and it's like, oh God. And then I'm like mortified. I was like, okay, wipe your face.
You're like crying more because you know the cameras like were on you and the moment's going to live forever.
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, did you feel like other people on your season also treated it the way you treated it, that they tried to forget that the cameras were there? Because
I think most people, I think, did. I think for some people, because they were just so hyper aware of how, or just more so concerned about what their image would be or like how it'd be perceived. Of course, they were like trying to put their best foot forward and put them best. I mean, we all did though, in some sense. I think Jared didn't really see who I truly was until after we were married. Mm. All of that stuff is me, but that's like a small aspect of who I am. That's not all of me, you know? So I think we all tried our best, aside from maybe good old Shaky Shake. But like, other than that, like everyone else, I think we tried our hardest.
Come on, Shaky Shake.
Yeah, shout out Shake for being an outspoken king, you know, whether we wanted it or not.
Yeah, whether we wanted it or not. Yes, said, put that in here.
Yes. He said what he was going to say. I said, okay, you got it, boo.
I mean, at that point, you just got to let bygones be bygones. Just let the man speak. And slowly shovel his way 8 feet into the ground.
Let me ask you
it's
something.
It's funny because... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I want to hear what you got to say about you, girl.
I was going to say, it's funny because we got to know Shake even more after the experience. And so from stop filming the season to like the reunion, you could tell by that point we were all like... we were all tired of Shake. We were like, Shake, shut up. Shut up. Stop talking. We were just like done. It was like, please don't say anything else. He just loves to just insert himself. But I mean, you know what? It's his truth. So
how did you deal with that? Yeah, like no hate, but also like, how did you deal with that? Because as a viewer, yeah. there were times where I was like, I need to turn this off because I'm getting mad.
I felt almost like sometimes his opinions were like overshadowing the rest of the cast. And I'm trying to hear what else is going on because you just you know?
Because he loves to like insert himself. He thinks his truth is the truth. Mm. And we're like, shit, that's your perspective. Like, you can't just project that onto everyone. And that's Shake. You gotta learn to love the guy, I guess, in some way. But like that's Shake. So by the time we got to the unit, we were just like, dude, stop talking. Like, just let people speak their truth and like let it be done. But he's like, nope, this is it. I'm gonna say what I gotta say. Mm. So at some point, we just all shut up. I was like, all right, bro, dig yourself in a hole if you want. And then that's when the Vanessa comment happened, and you're like, oh,
yeah. Okay. I think I'm a firm believer in, you know, letting people be people, and especially so on reality TV. I think a lot of people would learn a lot by watching themselves on TV.
I agree.
My God.
Because a lot of you out there don't know how you be acting, okay?
Oh my God, yes. It's like you think you have self-awareness, and then you see yourself, and you're like, oh, that's not how I thought I responded. But like, it's a mirror. You can't help but to face what you said, what you did, and how you reacted. And then you just got to learn from it. And if you don't, then that's your own flaw. Like, you're just not going to grow as much as you probably should. But my God, reality TV could never prepare you for that.
No, never. What was a moment that when you were watching the show, you were like, oh, they put that in there and I didn't want them to put that in there. Why y'all put that in there?
Ooh, I want to know.
It was actually the ex situation, the ex gift situation. Mm. When I was watching it, I was like, just stop talking. And it's crazy because at the reunion, they called me out. I'm trying to remember if they put it in there, but I remember they called me out because they also showed a scene where I was showing Jared my apartment, and Jared was like, oh, what is this? And I was like, oh, some pictures, you know, a friend. And he's like, a friend? I was like, an ex took for me. And he's like, okay. And I was like, okay, I know I'm being a hypocrite, I'm sorry. Yeah. But it like immediately brought me back to it. I felt so humiliated. I was like, Ayanna, why couldn't you just shut up?
See, it's one of those moments where you don't know how you act until you watch yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, there are times even during this podcast and I'm watching it after and I just want to reach through the computer screen like, Savannah, shut up. Like,
yeah. Right. We heard you.
Well, good. I'm glad we're all on the same page, but let's not stop talking.
Honestly, yeah. Just like, be yourself. Continue.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I actually did kind of have a question because prior to me watching Love is Blind, I also watched like a couple interviews and stuff from you and Jarrett after you guys did the show. And I feel like your personalities being opposites were such a topic of conversation.
I agree.
But when I was watching it, I don't actually think that they're that opposite. I think he likes to go out and she obviously likes to stay home and everything. But do you think that production maybe over exaggerated that for you guys?
Like the opposites attracts kind of a piece of it?
I think at the time in the moment when they kept pushing us to talk about it, I was just like, why? Because like we get along so well. We're both really, really goofy, really, really adaptable. But then it was after the cameras left that I started to see, oh, it's because they saw how much of an issue it could be. Because we've had to do a lot of adjusting when it comes to our personalities and how we generally express ourselves or even see the world or like navigate social situations. It has created somewhat of a, I won't say a rift, but just like it's a barrier that we'll always have to navigate, especially as we continue to evolve and change as people. Like, we're always going to have to deal with that because we are so different in that aspect. But the basis of us is like exactly the same. Mm. It's weird to explain. I don't know how to.
You see it in interviews. Yeah, I definitely see it. I think you feel it when you guys watch each other and you watch them interact. Exactly. You feel it,
and it's natural and it's genuine. Mm. Like, you know what I mean. Yeah. So we can. I'm glad that you mentioned that because I also kind of picked up on the like, are they really trying to really shine a light on this? And are they really so different?
Yeah.
But I get what they try to do because you kind of want that. Well, they won't. They and they did. So
yeah,
happy.
They persevered.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I am proud of it.
So would you say that reality TV was the right decision for you?
I think seeing the end result, yes. Mm-hmm. However, now going through it, I don't know if I would recommend like a friend doing this. I would say like go at your own risk because a lot of times the risk is not worth the reward. Like most people don't get what I got out of it. I can't imagine another Lauren and Cameron would ever happen. I would love to have had a Lauren and Cameron story, but like, unfortunately, I signed up for a lovely ghetto love. But like, it's our love, it's our story, and it's real, it's us. But like, I don't know, man.
What are the three tips that you would give someone if they were like, okay, girl, I think I'm gonna go on this, what should I do? Like, what do I need to be prepared for? What are like the three qualities that you would say, like, go into this process or any reality process with these things?
Yeah, I mean, definitely openness and vulnerability. I'd say self-awareness and focus, because if you're not focusing on what you're actually there for, then you're missing the point, and then you start going on tangents that don't even really affect your future marriage or your story. Like, I could have been focused on a lot more on making friends. However, I knew that's not what I was there for. Mm. And thankfully I made friendships after the fact, but I knew like, that's not my focus. I'm not concerned about who's making connections with Jarrett. It's about me and Jarrett. And hopefully in the end we decide like we're good for each other. But if you decide otherwise, I mean, that's his journey. Like, what am I supposed to say about that? You know?
Right.
So focus, definitely self-awareness. If you ain't got it, don't go on reality TV, and openness.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I think those are really great.
Yeah, that's excellent. Put those in your toolbox before you go to your next audition.
The period of time in between you guys ending the show and the reunion is how long?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was like from the marriage to, it was like 9 months.
Nine months.
Wait, so you guys had to like keep everything under wraps for 9 months?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
How did you guys?
That's nothing though compared to season one. They were like for like a good year and a half. They had to keep it a secret. And I don't know how they did
y'all
that.
See my man.
I don't know.
Absolutely not.
That's what I'm saying.
What was it? Okay. What was that like? How did you do that?
I will say it was, I didn't realize how difficult it was until after the show had aired, and I realized us being open like really helped our relationship. But like, it was a lot of awkwardness. Like, when I'm in Jarrett's world in Chicago. I literally just moved here right when the pandemic happened and right when the applications actually happened, which was coincidental, but a blessing clearly. But like, I'm in his world.
I know, that's so cute.
Honestly,
it's magic.
So, but like, it's. I said it was in the plan. Okay, I see.
Stop! I'm gonna cry. That's like so beautiful. Actually, that's like the stars aligning. Is it not?
It always does. It wouldn't have happened for any of us if the stars wouldn't align.
That's crazy. Okay, sorry. Go on. I'm fangirling. I'm just gonna cry. I'm drying my tears right now.
But I remember there was because Jarrett's in a lot of recreational sports, and so I remember I went to one of his games and I'm just like sitting there because he's not allowed to say like this is my wife, like, so I'm just like sitting there and they're all like, oh, who's this? He's like, this is my girl, like, and it was always weird.
Yeah.
And then I remember at one point his parents wanted to take like family pictures for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then they realized like they couldn't post any of the pictures and I couldn't really be a part of them. So they just didn't do it. It was just like a lot of barriers. It sucks.
We're glad they're gone now. Show your love off to everybody.
Yeah, luckily that was only like a temporary thing. But yeah, that would be like hella awkward. Like, oh, okay, family photo. Yeah,
Step over to the side. And then I like, Ayana, can you get out of the frame?
Like, they're like all savage with the crop. They just crop you out.
Just diddy crop her. No, we can't do that. No, we can't do that.
Yeah, diddy savage with the crop.
Yeah, he don't play.
I love him.
Ayana, I'm curious, right? So you were filming the show, you get married. If you could describe the feeling you felt when the cameras finally left and y'all was just looking at each other, what was that feeling summed up in one word or even one sentence?
Complex. It was excitement and then panic.
Right,
like,
right.
It's like, okay, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen? Like, now we have to actually live our lives. But it was definitely a complex feeling. I'll say that for sure.
Right.
But full-blown panic for sure. We were panicking for a second.
Like, we're really married. Like, cameras are gone now. Ain't no producers. No, mic packs. We are married.
No, like, no, for real.
I can't imagine.
I don't think it really clicked for us until like... like 10 months in, and we were like, bro, we're really married. Like, I would get randomly look at him like, dude, you're my husband.
Same like, dick forever.
Yeah. And then when he put me on his insurance, that's when it really clicked for him. He's like, dude, you're like my wife. And I was like, yeah, what is that? What's wrong with that?
Aw, you guys were both coming off the honeymoon phase and everything. You guys were like, hold on, we're like in this. That's cute.
And it's about to come out for the whole world to see.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, first of all, I would never do Love is Blind. Second of all, if I somehow ended up on this crazy show, I feel like the moment the cameras go down, if I'm married, I am obviously overjoyed that the cameras are not on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I too would feel conflicted. I think I would also experience like panic and think,
oh, yeah.
Is this person going to change on me? Like, is everything that we talked about, like, was it real? Was anything real? Like, what are their true feelings? And isn't that so, I don't know.
There's no producer pushing you to say something or prompting you, or, hey, what about this? What about, you're thinking on your
there's
own.
There's no pod anymore. There's no pod for you guys to go to have those conversations.
Mm.
Though everything is now, like, it's like, you have to figure out if this relationship you created in this, like, environment, it can sustain the outside world and all of its extremities, you know? It's just...
Isn't that crazy?
I feel like my heart would literally come out of my ass.
Yeah, y'all got some thick skin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Skin hella thick.
It's crazy because we didn't really think about that part. And then when we were in it, we were like, but we're like really on our own now. And we really had to figure it out by ourselves. And it was a lot. Like, it was a lot. We realized how, like, we knew in theory what marriage took. But then when we had to put it in practice, we were like, I don't know if we were ready for this. So we just really had to figure it out because it was not easy.
Girl, me too. I was feeling like that coming off my show too. I was like, oh, I don't think I was ready for this.
Literally me. I got in bed and I said, I don't know what I just did. I just flew to England and now I'm back in the States and I don't know what's going on, but I guess I'm going to be on TV in a few months.
It's like it's done already. So I think you just got to like live it. But did you guys feel that panic of like not knowing what would be shown?
Yes.
And just like how you would be portrayed or like perceived?
Actually,
time did you guys have?
No, between
like...
Six months?
We had about six or seven months.
Yeah.
So wait, September, October, November, December, January, February, March.
Six months.
April.
I thought we came out March 26th. We came out April?
Oh, wait. No, maybe you're right. Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
It was whatever, 4 weeks before May 5th, because that was the finale. That was my birthday.
You're right. I remember because I was crying in my birth month.
Stop.
And I was like, this is not what March deserves.
But I would say I was worried about the edit just because I knew I was either going to come out to look really, really nice and heroic or sassy strategic bitch. And sassy strategic bitch is way more entertaining than my sick daddy cries for 12 episodes. My besties cry, you know?
They always show what's more entertaining for sure.
To be honest with you, I wasn't worried. And maybe that was where the problem was. Because I wasn't thinking like oh, they could edit me to look crazy. Because so much had happened for my behavior to be justified that I was like relying on them showing everything. And okay. So when they didn't show everything, and I was watching it, I was like, oh.
We all said, oh.
No, all of us. Like, I mean, we talked about this on one of our recent podcasts. Yeah. We all thought that the show was going to turn out one way. Truly, we really did.
Yeah.
And then when it came out, all of us were like panicking.
Was that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Did you see what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. It was a mess. It was a mess.
But looking back, Ayana, I know we talk about this from time to time on the podcast, but looking back, what a wild, fun, interesting, panicky time it is for your show, your moment to come out. Like, you can be afraid of all of those things, the edit, what production left on the editing room floor, what have you. But when your time is on that TV and you open up Netflix and you up there or just looking glamorous or whatever, that is like your moment. And no matter what the internet said, we own that moment, it's all of us. Crazy.
No matter what the internet says, they know our name, so
period.
He's a true winner here. Oh gosh, well, I'm so glad we're all seeing eye to eye. See, I knew we would love you. You're so great. You're so great.
I agree.
No wonder Jared loves you so much. He snatched that up real quick.
Tea. Spill it. Spill it. Let me ask you this, Ayana. Was there ever a point in the show where you wanted to leave, honestly, where you were just kind of like, you know what, I'm over it. Girl, lock the pod up. I'm out. Where's my suitcase?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I will say during the pods was, and I'm typically an overthinker anyway, so I deal with some level or form of anxiety anyways. But like during the pods was by far the most anxiety I've ever experienced in my entire life. Like I was so anxious that I was like throwing up in the morning. Like it was bad. Like it was really bad because it's just such a heavy decision. And my logic just kept telling me, what are you doing? Like, this is stupid. You need to leave. Like, go home. Like, this isn't meant for you. Like, go home.
That's what my self-talk sounds like too.
I definitely wanted to leave at that point. But after then, I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, whatever. Let me just see it through and then see what happens. Yeah.
I mean, is there kind of like a safety net, I guess? Okay, so you have... Okay. After watching season one, it becomes evident that in order to get more screen time, you need to get engaged.
Oh, yeah,
at the
you
end,
have to get engaged.
Right?
Yeah.
So for people that watched the first season... That's why I asked you the question earlier. Did you think like some people were like, you know, thinking about being like on camera more? So do you?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Sorry, yes.
Right? Right?
Yes. I mean, I think it was pretty evident, but yes.
Right,
yes.
Right. Yes. Well, it's evident to people who have eyes, Ayana. Not everyone that watches TV has eyes, apparently.
Not the eyeballless girl. What eyes
are? I'm just saying, we all believe what we want to believe.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to tell you what to believe. I'm just going to tell you don't have eyes all the time. That's it.
She's just going to say you Stevie Wonder to the shit. That's all. That's all. That's all.
Anyway, I was going to say, do you think that because, like, at the end of the show, all you really have to do is get engaged, do you think that's kind of, like, a safety net? Because you're not exactly tying the knot. You're just putting a ring on it.
Or, like, a checkpoint, even.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you feel some sort of, like, relief knowing that? Or was it still panic?
No, still panic. Yeah, no, not at all. Honestly, I think I felt a little bit more anxiety when I got engaged because I realized like, oh, that means I'm actually going to get more screen time. And I've just heard so much about reality TV. When I put in my application, I actually ended up turning down the show a few times because of that aspect alone. Like I wanted the experiment and I wanted to find a husband. I didn't want the TV aspect of it. That was the most unappealing part for me and like people being all up in my business because I can be a fairly private person aside from people who know me well or unless I'm sharing a story that's going to help someone else, like that's different. But like for the most part, I'm like, please mind your business.
I think we just became best friends. I think we really just became best friends.
Private people around these parts in this teacup.
Right. 1,000.
Are people in your business? Because we'll tell all them right time. Now, stay out of Ayana's business. Because she live in peace.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
You should see the comments, the messages I get. I mean, don't get me wrong. Most of them mean well. Mm. But, like, when I see stuff like, oh, when are you guys going to have kids? This is my uterus.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
This is closed. Mm. The factory is closed. Please keep that over there. Or, oh, Ayana, your face looks full. Are you pregnant? You look pregnant. Wait, let me get sick of
You're like, I'm just extra bloated right now. Shit. Damn, guys.
Right.
I didn't know people were in a business like that.
I remember I posted something about Jared, and I told him he owed, in the caption, I told him he owed me a second proposal because the first one was ratchet. And then I saw a couple comments like, oh, Jerry, you do not need to be with her. She's so negative. Like, she blah, 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 blah. Oh, and then people calling me childish. I'm like, I'm not childish, boo. I'm full of life. Let's try that again.
I don't think it's childish of you to get the proposal that you envisioned for yourself. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Yeah. I think I deserve it.
You definitely, you deserve that and more. You deserve 10 proposals from Jerry.
The one where he didn't have someone else on the side. Yeah, let's get another. One, please.
Or maybe the proposal that producers didn't push him to do, or maybe a proposal in private, just something
just a
simple.
Non-televised proposal.
Is that so much to ask for?
I think
these
that's beautiful. I think it's gorgeous.
Beautiful private proposal. One big extravagant proposal where I can see your face.
Is that the type of proposal that you had always envisioned for yourself, or like were you the type of girl that ever envisioned a proposal?
At one point I did, and then I went through a traumatic relationship, and I was like, you know what, do I even want to get married? Mm. But, like, aside from that, I've always wanted to be, like, a nice, extravagant but private thing. More like the Travis and Courtney type of proposal, where, like, your whole family's there, but it's, like, roses and just, like, a beautiful display.
It's
type
intimate.
Of mm-hmm. Jared should watch this. Shout out to Jared. If you
yeah.
Just
I'm
going to
lay it out for you now. Now execute.
Don't
Kardashians
worry.
On Hulu.
We'll have our producer send him the podcast. Don't worry.
Send him just the clip. Just that asset. Clip.
Yeah. You know, when I think, I have actually never thought about my wedding. I've only thought about my proposal.
Well, how'd that work?
What?
I know. I don't know. I guess I just never thought of it going that far. I don't know. I have,
really?
I the type also, of prize you are.
I know, right? I know, right?
I'm being serious.
Just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. Anyway, now I've envisioned my wedding. Mm. Now I know exactly where I'm getting married. But I don't know who to who.
Not where.
I know where we're getting married.
So not a plane ticket. You know how many podcast episodes we got to do for me to afford the damn plane ticket? I'm sure. You're going to be married off the coast or somewhere.
Many, don't worry. You'll be able to afford it after 70 shows.
All right. I'll be there.
But something else when I was watching the show, I was like, oh my God, like, I would totally be like, I don't want my proposal like this. Like, I would want, I don't know. I know you can't be picky.
So obviously, you sign up for the show, Netflix saying that's the proposal you get.
But it kind of takes away from, like, the fairy tale of it.
It does.
Yeah. Right?
It does. I remember I said during the proposal, I said, this is not how I envisioned this going. Mm. Like, this is not what I envisioned. This is not what I signed up for. But then in the moment, I also thought, but you signed up for an experiment.
Girl, you signed all
the
papers.
You also had a second choice, so you can't even get mad. So I was like, you know what? Okay.
Stop, not the second choice. I love it. I love it, though. I mean, hey, you had so many options in there. How could you not have multiple choices?
That's what I'm saying. It happened to all of us, honestly. Most of us had two choices that were completely opposite and offered completely different lives, which is why it was so hard for us to choose. And we tried our best to navigate this. Some of us chose correctly, some of us did not. But it's the experiment.
Ayana, can I be annoying for a second?
Please.
I don't want anything bad to happen to your marriage, obviously. But would you ever do some show like The Ultimatum out of curiosity? Because just speaking about emotions with Love is Blind, I think The Ultimatum emotionally would be like putting your heart into a blender and pressing puree. Correct? Assumption?
Not even assumption. When me and Jared were watching it, we looked at each other and I was like, I was trying to ask in a nice way, like, baby, would you ever do something like this? And he said, no. And I said, okay, good answer. Because that's a no for me. Like, why would you want to put your relationship through that? But then But then I looked at all of their ages and I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
They're all young.
Yes, ma'am.
And I remember when I was that young, mm-hmm. I would probably do some dumb stuff like that and think that was the proper way to handle it. But like, dude, why would you do that?
And the fact that people knew that it was going to be a Netflix show, they had seen all these other Netflix shows take off, like Love is Blind. And if you're young, impressionable, and if you kind of already think your relationship is going down the drain, why not capitalize on it more is what I got from that cast. That's what I got from that cast. Not, I'm, I, you know, obviously love the show. And I didn't get it from everyone. But there were people in their relationships where I'm like, do you really like who you're with? Because it didn't seem like it. You know, like they were so quick to jump ship.
They're not wrong.
And I was like,
Did you ever see your relationship lasting?
Right.
So for some of them, it kind of felt like, well, you're given the ultimatum, but do you really like them?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, I don't want to see y'all on the ultimatum. Please don't go on it. Love y'all down Netflix.
You guys aren't allowed to go on it.
Y'all are just beautiful exactly where y'all are at. with less people in your business, because you go on the ultimatum, they really going to be in your business then, girl.
Oh my gosh. More than
I feel like that stuff just brings out the worst of your relationship. Like, there's no way you get to see positive in that. Like, I just feel like it naturally brings out the worst.
I have a question about that. Do you feel, because you guys signed up for the show and you guys had your, you know, had your whole relationship on TV, do you feel like ever obligated to let people know more about your relationship, maybe more than you want to know, want to let them know? Because they probably ask a lot. Do they?
They do ask a lot. I don't feel obligated because, so I remember when it first came out, I went through this weird, like, teeter totter of like, I just want this to all go away. And then the other piece of me is like, well, I don't know. Like, this is an avenue that you've never explored before. I've never been a big social media person, but seeing how well people gravitated toward me and seeing how much people did want to see from me, I was like, well, you know what? I don't mind sharing, but I don't feel obligated to share.
That's good.
That is good.
I mean, I'm a very much so like stay out of my business type of person, unless I like want to share it, and that's different.
Right.
But
no,
yeah.
I only ask because I know I struggled myself after we came off of our show. You know, you have so many people in your ear, on your phone, and every freaking screen. It can be easy to feel like, okay, well, I put myself in this position.
Yeah.
Like, I have to say X, Y, and Z. So it's good that you don't feel like that. And it's good that you and Jared, even though you guys, you know, are private, you guys are open to sharing. And I think it's beautiful. I think he needs to have like you guys need to have like an advanced course for couples, like how to.
No, we're not there yet.
How to grow together. You guys are good. No, okay. Maybe you feel that way. But watching the show was like, nice for me because one, I really wasn't excited to watch, but watching you guys was so nice for me because it really shows how like there is not someone who's perfect for you in this world. You're not going to meet someone and they're just not going to have like, you're not going to have a guy that does like his laundry and cooks for himself. It's just not going to happen.
Right. That checks all the boxes.
Yes, that checks all the boxes. Yes, ma'am.
But like watching you guys, it was really quite beautiful to watch how you guys could compromise and like learn more about each other, and it was like a kind of push and pull type thing.
And that's how it should be.
Exactly.
That's exactly how it should be.
Exactly. It was a very good representation of like not necessarily changing who you are for someone, but allowing yourself to enjoy the things that they enjoy and vice versa. Yeah. So it was beautiful.
Yeah. We actually are in the works of like doing a YouTube channel. We're trying to time it properly, but like we are in the process of doing YouTube, and we are going to be sharing quite a bit of our relationship, except it'll be within our hands, like our control, which is
which is so exciting.
Really nice. Yes. So I guess in some form there will be some it won't be a master class, but people will be learning from our mistakes for sure, because we make a lot. But one thing I can say is like, this is a partnership, so if he's in it, I'm in it. If I'm in it, he's in it.
Oh, you're so sweet and humble. This is so wholesome.
I was gonna say, like, this has been like, I already feel like, oh, I feel like buying a Valentine's Day card for myself. I know. Just now, Ayana, you've done Love is Blind. Are there any other shows that you would hop on? Can we see you and Jarrett on the challenge as a pair? Y'all ready?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I feel like he would talk so much crap about me because he says that I don't have an athletic bone in my body. And he might be right because I haven't tried. But, like, I feel like I could do it. And then I would show him out, hopefully, in theory. But, like, I would do something like that. Now, I wouldn't do something like the ultimatum or, like, weird boot camp or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I can do the challenge.
You know what I want? I want Netflix to, and y'all can have this idea. Give me my percentage, though. I want.
You know they won't.
I know. It's okay. They already stole NRU from me. We won't get into that in this episode. I want to see some of our favorite couples from Love is Blind, The Ultimatum, and some of the other Netflix show. I want them to go on a tropical vacation, much like Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. And I want to watch the madness ensue. And I want someone, not y'all, to break up. Someone has to come back divorced so that we can have that for the trailer. Oh. Like a good tear and someone putting the ring on the nightstand. Like, I can't do this.
And we're
the bartenders, me and Savannah.
Oh, I love that.
You know, to upset the audience.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
yeah. I'll definitely be the bartender. I'll be extra heavy. Just two shots of vodka. It's going to be me.
That'll be so good.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Okay, Netflix.
Love that. All right. So to wrap up our... Do you have any more questions?
Oh, no. Girl.
Okay. I don't think either. Okay. So, Ayana, to wrap up our show, we like to play a little game called Friend, Bestie, Dead to Me, which is kind of like our version of Fuck, Marry, Kill. Okay?
Okay.
So we got three people for you. Remember the option... It's okay. You don't have to be scared. It's actually quite easy, I think.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
It's okay. Fun. And if anybody has anything negative to say, just reroute those DMs to ours, okay? Yeah. Anything you got to say to Ayana, you can say to all of us.
Oh, yeah.
But also, it's just a game. It's not that serious. And these are just our opinions. Don't come after me. Okay. So, Friend, Bestie, Dead to Me. Your three options are Shane, Shake, and Shayna.
Oh, why'd you give me all the shushes?
All the shushes?
That's literally what we call them, all the shushes.
I love it.
The shushes.
Oh, God, this is so hard. Friend, Mary, Dead to Me.
Friend, Bestie, Dead to Me. So your friend is
Bestie, Dead to Me.
Right. So like it goes like your bestie's like number one, okay, like you love them the most. Your friend is like someone you can tolerate, but like, and then dead to you is like, just please don't talk to me ever again. Please.
Okay. I'm going to go. Oh,
please.
This is going to be so weird. Okay. I feel like, I wonder if I'm going to shock you guys on my answers. Okay, so I'm going to go, you said bestie is the highest, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The suspense is killing me. I know.
Okay, I'm going to go bestie, Shane, friend, friend, Shayna, and then Dead to Me, Shake. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, final answer.
Ooh, lock that in.
Yeah, lock that in. I like that. Yeah,
I like that. I think that's good.
I put Shake in the grave, girl.
I tried. I really tried, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
and the stuff that comes out is
It's wild. It's a wild thornberry that comes out of his mouth a lot of the time. it's real wild.
The wild thornberry.
Give me Donnie Thornberry, bitch. That's what he be giving. No shade.
You do it so good.
Sorry, no shade.
Oh my God. Okay. That was a good one. I think if I picked Friend, Bestie, Dead to Me, I feel like I would... Oh gosh. Like, do I want Shane to be my bestie?
I don't know.
Okay, fine.
You know I'm team Shane.
You know what? I think out of the three, yes. I will. Okay, out of the three, Yeah, I guess I'll put Shane as my bestie, and then Shayna could be number two. Well, you know what? No, you know, I'm a girl's girl, and I feel like Shayna could use a friend.
Bam.
So I'm gonna make Shayna my bestie. Sorry, Shane, but you've been demoted to just my friend. Love you still, okay? And Shake, look, you're not dead to me. We gotta talk. Well, I gotta talk, and you gotta listen.
Get his ass, girl.
So
that's the key word, though.
It's okay, though. You know, we love to see the character development, and you have a lot in your future, and we're really excited about it. Yes. So, love you still, but you're dead to me for today.
I'm going Shane as my bestie, just because I thought he made excellent television.
Oh my God, so good!
Period. Yeah. A producer's dream.
He really is a producer.
He is hilarious for so many reasons. I'm gonna go friend Shayna for the memes. Everyone do your Shayna squint. Just give your hand.
I love the squint. We have to go like this.
Period. and then dead to me is gonna be Shake, just because
obvious,
you know,
reasons.
You gotta shake, rattle, and roll. Period.
Ooh.
That's that on that.
That was good. I like that.
Beautiful.
Well, Ayana, thank you for coming to our homecoming. Well, it's actually your homecoming, we're the queens.
Welcome.
So thank you for coming. We had fun. I mean, I really feel like uplifted, and your honesty really just made this episode hyper excellent. Period. I'm not the producer, but I'm speaking for that. It was a great interview. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. So wholesome.
Well, thank you guys for inviting me. I really appreciate it. This has been a pleasure. It's been great.
No, yeah, we so appreciate you coming on here. I think that I speak for so many people when I say thank you for just being you and for being open and honest. Mm-hmm. It's not every day that you watch someone as authentic or genuine as you on TV be those two things. And so, yeah, thank you so much. And like Courtney said, we obviously appreciated having you on the podcast. We look forward to seeing that YouTube channel and more of you and Jarrett. Mm-hmm. That is it for the show. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Ayana, where can our followers find you?
On Instagram and TikTok, Ayana.amore.
Ooh, Ayana.amore, everybody.
Give her a follow.
Well, you can amore me too at Sav Palacio on Instagram and TikTok. And I'm on YouTube too, so you guys can just might as well follow me there, okay?
You can follow me on TikTok and Twitter at Court Revolution and on Instagram at Courtney Revolution.
Homecoming Queens is part of the Eve Podcast Network and a Forever Dog production. Executive producer, Tracy Soren. Producer, Clementine Yost. Development executive, Mariah Nicholas. Engineer and editor, Sebastian Portuondo. Theme song by Will Pitts. Cover photo by Stephanie Sayas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Bowen.